My name is Ken R2s. Welcome. You're listening to the I in Fitness podcast, where I cover fitness, nutrition, and healthy living. Healthy living is about more than just counting calories and hitting the gym. My holistic approach to wellness focuses on nourishing your body, mind, and spirit to live your best life. Join me as I explore the connection between nutrition, fitness, and overall well-being, and discover new ways to care for yourself from the inside out. Now, let's get started. Thai boxing, calorie burning exercises for everyone. Thai boxing for fitness? Are you looking for a way to get fit, burn fat, and learn self-defense skills? Muay Thai boxing is a great exercise regimen to help you reach your fitness goals. Regarded as one of the most popular combat sports, Muay Thai employs various striking techniques, including stand-up and clinching. Due to its combination of fists, elbows, knees, and shins, this discipline is often called the Art of Eight Limbs. This segment will explore the benefits of Muay Thai as the ultimate calorie-burning training session. Muay Thai, introducing the ultimate fat-burning exercise. Are you bored of running on the same old treadmill repeatedly? Unless you're a hamster, revamping your workout routine to keep you motivated is important. Thai boxing is an intense and dynamic training regimen that helps to burn calories and may help to shed unwanted pounds. It is an incredibly effective fat-burning exercise and can make your training session more challenging. Thai boxing is a great way to tone your body and strengthen muscles. Plus, you get the bonus of exerting any built-up stress or aggression during Thai boxing sessions. Toning your body and muscle growth, also known as hypertrophy, is enough motivation to stay on track. A Thai boxing circuit to add to your training. Thai boxing involves punching bags and mitts, which keep you focused and motivated. You can improve your punching power and technique by training with Thai boxing and getting a full body training session. You would work the abs and obliques during high energy Thai boxing routine while building a solid core. You'll be able to work out longer and with more intensity. It also helps to improve your coordination and agility, as the movements require you to transition quickly from one position to another. Here's a Thai boxing circuit to consider. Repeat each circuit 2 to 3 times with 1 minute or 90 seconds rest in between each set. Core. 30 to 45 seconds each. You're gonna do a jackknife sit-up. Here's the instructions. You lie on your back with your arms and legs held just off the floor. Bring arms and legs together to meet just above your midsection. Lower slowly to the starting position, maintaining arms and leg balance. Next up, wood chop. Start in a squat position, with your feet shoulder width apart, your thighs parallel to the floor, and your back is straight. Hold a dumbbell or kettlebell outside one thigh. Stand up and turn your torso to one side, letting the dumbbell or kettlebell up and across your body with straight arms. Use your core to control this movement and rise onto your toe as you twist to the other side. Next up is uppercuts. Hold a dumbbell in each hand and stand with feet shoulder width apart. Turn your body to one side and perform an uppercut to the opposite side. Twist powerfully from side to side. Number 2, shadow boxing, 3 minutes. Start with the jab and cross, which is the 1-2. Then jab, jab, cross, which is 1-1-2. Then jab, cross, hook, 1-2-3. Then add jab, hook, 1-3. Number 3, legs, 30 to 45 seconds each. Air squats. Here's the directions. Straighten your feet and keep your shoulder width apart. During squatting, your hips will move forward and backwards. Throughout the exercise, your back should be straight and your heels should remain flat on the floor. During air squats, you would descend lower on your hips than on your knees. Next up is squat roundhouse kicks. Squatting with your knees bent and your feet slightly wider than your shoulder width apart would be best. Maintain your balance while continuing your kick below hip level by rotating your hips, strengthening your kicking leg, and keeping your balance as you do so. Repeat the exercise with the right leg after returning to the squat position. Front kicks, also known as teep. It would be best to stand with your feet hip width apart, your arms bent, and your hands in front of your chest. By lifting the right leg behind the knee slightly and pushing, not kicking, pushing forward with the right foot. Switch to the left foot and place the right foot down. Repetition continues until the desired time has concluded. Thank you for listening. I hope you found the information and insights valuable and inspired you to take action towards achieving your fitness goals. If you'd like to check out the latest podcasts or find additional resources, please visit my website at r2sfitness.com. That is Alpha Romeo Tango Umbrella Zulu Fitness.com. Enjoyed the segment? Please leave a review and share it with your friends, with your family. Your support helps me continue to create content that educates and empowers. Once again, thank you for listening, and I wish you all the best on your fitness journey ahead.